I'm with the radio station KPFK. Are you here to protest Mr. Falwell tonight?
Yes, we are. We believe that Mr. Falwell is a Christian who would put Jews in camps. We think it's a disgrace for the Jewish community to be used and manipulated by right-wing Christians that only care about one thing, saving our souls. My soul does not need to be saved by this man. He does not know what's good for the Jewish people or my children. The only thing that he knows that's good is how to fight, to develop more racism in this country and to eliminate progressive people.
What do you think of all the, there seems to be quite a turnout for him tonight.
Yeah, I think it's disgraceful that the Jewish community has come so far in this country that the very people that would put him in camps, the very forces that would put him in camps, they come to worship here because they're economically better off now. The Jewish community lives in the far west side and no longer lives in Boyle Heights. And they reflect that kind of thing by worshiping the very people that will put him in camps.
You're here to protest tonight?
Oh, yes, I am.
How do you feel about many people that are coming here today to
Well, it's very interesting. Some are actually going in because they want to listen, because they loathe him and they want to know what he has to say, and they have mixed feelings about actually going in there. But there are many, and I'm sort of stunned, and yet I'm not surprised, who are going in because they think that Falwell is a friend of Israel and that they're tired of, quote, left-wingers and communists who are enemies of Israel, and that Falwell is one of the few Christians who's a friend of Israel. And when I say to them, and they want to, and one man said he's going to use Falwell as a friend of Israel, and I said, well, you can't do that because he wants all Jews and all people to convert. But they don't want to hear what the end is, what the fundamentalist end is. The end is that all will become Christians, and these people will not believe it. That's it.
Here we are in the corner of Lucerne and Wilshire, and you folks are holding up signs that say 59 cents. What does that mean?
59 cents is symbolic of 59 cents to the dollar that every man earns. It's an economic issue. And what we're trying to say is that the Equal Rights Amendment, we're also, with our Equal Rights Amendment signs, that we're also trying to say that the Equal Rights Amendment is an economic issue.
And Jerry Falwell doesn't agree with the Equal Rights Amendment, does he?
Jerry Falwell doesn't agree with much of anything, it seems to me, but obviously the Equal Rights Amendment is one of his pet peeves, if you will. He claims that the Equal Rights Amendment will destroy the family, that ERA supporters are anti-God, anti-this, anti-that, and it's quite obvious, with all this noise, that the majority of Americans are in support of the Equal Rights Amendment, and ERA supporters are across the board as far as we are talking about race, religion, creed, sex, sexual preference, economic, socioeconomic backgrounds. It makes no difference. The ERA is supported by the majority of Americans, and we feel that we are the real majority.
What do you, there's so many people here tonight to see him, though. Do you think all these people support what he's saying? There's like, I expected 1,000 people tonight.
No, you know, I really don't believe that they necessarily support what he is saying. I think they're interested to hear what he has to say. I mean, it's quite obvious that he is a well-known figure. For whether he is speaking something that I want to hear or not want to hear, I'm interested, you know, to know what someone is saying, if they are with me or opposed to me. I want to know what they are saying. And I think, and I would venture to say that the majority of people who are listening to him tonight, I mean, it's only a presumption, of course, on my part, but I would like to think that they are just curious as to what he has to say.
What kind of responses are you getting from people that walk by?
Very positive. We've had several people say, keep up the fight, keep up the good work, and we said, we are. We do not intend to go away. I believe that probably some opponents, Ronald Reagan and the Republican administration, Jerry Falwell, and all those who probably, some of those, the more well-known people who are opposed to us, believe that June 30th, 1982, which is an artificial deadline, I'm sure you know, for the Equal Rights Amendment, that we will all go away. And I think that, quite frankly, that they are surprised that we're sticking in with the battle this long. So another reason that we are here tonight is to show our visibility. And the fact that we are here, we're here to stay, and if all of us can stick together as people, you know, I mean, we have to. It's the old cliche of united we stand, divided we fall, and I truly believe that. And I just feel that we must stick together, all of us.
Thanks.
Some of us are combating them out here and not giving them $10 in there.
It's going to an organization that sponsors them. This way to the curious, Haman's Gallows. Going up. Haman's gallows going up.
Reagan was his name, sir. He tried to con progressive Jews, but that was not their game, sir. Oh, today we'll be protesting he. Oh, today we'll be protesting he. Oh, today we'll be resisting he and leak our home in Tashin. Once there was a sick and wicked man, and Falwell was his name, sir. He tried to dupe the right-wing Jews, cause they are quite inane, sir. Oh, today we'll be protesting me. Oh, today we'll be resisting me. Oh, today we'll be resisting me and eat our home in Tashin.
Hi, I'm with radio station KPFK. You're here to see Dr. Falwell tonight?
Yes.
Do you support some of his positions?
None. Except his position on Israel.
But do you want to pay $10 to get in to see him?
No, I'm saying the other two gentlemen who are here tonight. He happens to be an invited guest. And so I'm paying to see the other two gentlemen and not Jerry Falwell.
He's just kind of an unpleasant addition.
Well, I'll tell you afterwards. I have no idea. That's one reason I'm here to listen. I can't believe everything I hear in the press and the newspapers. We'll find out tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Celebrate Purim with Haman tonight. Celebrate Purim with Haman tonight. Celebrate Purim with Haman tonight. Celebrate Purim with Haman tonight.
Falwell is no friend of Jews. Falwell is no friend of Jews. Falwell is no friend of Jews. Falwell is no friend of Jews.
Jews are friends of Falwell.
Who said they should be?
That's what should be being addressed.
The only best friend of a Jew in the end is another Jew, not a Falwell man.
I'm Dave Hunt. I'm with radio station KPFK with the Lesbian and Gay Radio Program.
Far out. Yeah, IMRU.
Yeah, you knew it.
Oh, yeah. Good. I listen.
You're here to protest tonight?
Oh, yes. I'm with LA New Jewish Agenda, and we're outraged that the Jewish community, an institute of the Jewish community, has invited Falwell. We don't think that our community needs to be giving him voice. He has plenty of forums to be speaking, more than enough, I would say. And he's anti-Semitic, he's racist, he's against gays, he's against abortion rights, he's against the poor. Put it all together and it's real clear what his political program is. It's very dangerous to American types of democracy and the kinds of things that I think progressive peoples are fighting for. It's very scary to me that that he's here tonight. And our group agenda is in existence to be the voice of the liberal and progressive Jewish communities.
Okay. A lot of people going in here tonight are telling me, well, I just want to go in and find out what he says, you know, and then I'll decide for myself.
Well, that I have a hard time hearing that. I think that the lines are clearly drawn. One doesn't need to go hear Falwell in person to know what the moral majority stands for. And Jews are in a particularly difficult situation because of what's going on in the international scene. There's a fear about Israel that Falwell plays on. He makes alliances. He says that he supports a Jewish state. What he supports is mass conversion of the Jews to bring the second coming in what he considers to be the Holy Land. And so Jews have there's some kind of emotional hook there because he's one voice in a very tenuous world right now supporting the Jewish state. We detest that connection. We also don't believe that Begin's government, which he is aligning himself with, is the right government for Israel or for the future of what we would like to see as a democratic state in which Palestinians have equal rights.
So you're saying there has to be more than just saying I'm pro-Israel. You have to be pro-civil rights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's because of our because of the genocide 30 years ago and because of the fear of as the world withdraws its support from Israel, the Jewish community that doesn't have a progressive political analysis is clinging to very tenuous strings, and it's really the wrong analysis they're making. And these are the people who are going to turn on them. It's real clear to us that our alliances need to be with other progressive and minority groups, but they're not seeing that, apparently.
So real big turnout tonight. Did you know it was going to be this big?
I had no idea. I'm appalled. I'm really appalled. On the other hand, I'm excited by the turnout on our side. There's also a lot more people here protesting than I thought. We had a very short time to organize this, and there's a lot of people. What will come of it? I'm hoping that our exposure in the community will bring more Jews into our organization and will raise some consciousness around what's really going on. But it's very frightening what's going on in this country. The general anti-feminist, anti-Semitic, racist sentiment that is just coming out viciously, is terrifying. And I see this turnout as a sign of that happening in the country, in the world, and it's very frightening.
Do you think after these people hear Jerry Falwell tonight, they'll come out and say, I don't like him?
Oh, I hope so. I'm so astounded at the turnout, and these are people that I don't know, to be honest. I hope not.
Does this represent a split in the Jewish community that has been there, or is this something new? Or
I think it's always been there. I think there's always a balance in the Jewish community between progressives, conservatives, and people in the middle. And like in every other community, there's a tendency toward the conservative end of the spectrum. But on the other hand, there's also more people in the middle realizing what's going on and joining progressive people. So yeah, I think that there's splits in all communities around this issue. I think particularly in the Jewish community because there are and have always been Jews in the who speak for the Jewish establishment, who believe that they can con the establishment into supporting them. This is blindness, but I think it exists, and so we're seeing the issues. The issues get clearer as the contradictions broaden.
A lot of the people going in there tonight, I don't want to make generalizations, mm-hmm. but they're old enough to remember when fascism was mm-hmm. encroaching on a lot of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Falwell's a fascist.
I agree, you agree. As I said, I'm astounded that they're doing this, and hopefully what will come out of this is they'll read our leaflets and they'll hear what he has to say and they'll realize what's really going on. A lot of people get duped. Jews and non-Jews, people get duped by. I think one thing that's a real pull in terms of his emotional appeal also for a lot of people in America is his anti-gay rhetoric, his anti-feminist rhetoric. There's a real fear that the family is falling apart. We live in a very alienating culture. It's hard to find the emotional support that we need just to get through the week for most of us. And so people, instead of thinking, how can I really solve this problem, they're duped into thinking that there were these old values that are going to, if we could just go back to them, they'll make everything all better. And the reality is that they weren't better because we wouldn't be in the situation, people wouldn't have rebelled against the family if it hadn't been oppressive to them. And what we're trying to do is recreate new families of affinity groups, people who can really support each other. And that includes a wide spectrum. It includes gay families, single people coming together. But he appeals to people who are not experimenting, are not trying to find creative new solutions for themselves, but are rather floundering and scared, and hear this, that it's the fault of the gays, it's the fault of the women's libbers who are leaving their husbands and that kind of thing. So I think he appeals to that element in the Jewish community as well. We have a strong tradition of concern for the family, and in fact, I think it's an issue for minority groups that what holds a people's culture together is not necessarily the family, but people coming together and sharing that culture. And if that falls apart, people feel like they're not going to survive. I think that's true for a lot of ethnic communities in this country. And I think that in that sense, the right wing and the moral majority can make inroads by appealing to that kind of fear of the family and the cultural tradition that gathers around the family being threatened. So
There aren't very many gays and lesbians here tonight.
I'm surprised, I know.
I am too. I'm wondering, and I went to a protest last week downtown,
uh-huh.
a protest of President Reagan when he was in town.
Right.
And there were no visible gays or lesbians there either. Do we have to start building coalitions that don't exist?
I think that's true, yeah.
For some reason, maybe I'm naive, but I thought we had
built those coalitions.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of it's the practical aspect of living in L.A., that there are so many splinter groups in every community that communication, getting people together in this short notice, is difficult. I know that a few months ago, the Gay and Lesbian Community Service Center organized a demonstration against Falwell at the convention center, and there were other communities, not gay communities, that hadn't heard about that. But it was also a fantastic demonstration and well organized. So I think that some of it is communication. And I think that also, you know, non-gay progressive communities still have to deal with their homophobia, and progressive whites have to deal with racism, and progressive Christians have to deal with their anti-Semitism. And these things seriously do affect our getting together. I think that's a very sincere concern that we have to address ourselves to. And I think that's starting. There's a group called Community Unity that is getting together around racism and anti-Semitism, pulling ethnic groups together. So it's happening. It needs to happen much more.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot.